recent Women Deliver conference held in Copenhagen, Denmark, attracted civil society groups from Ghana, which operates in the area of child and maternal health, where they showcased what they have been doing to improve newborn and child health in deprived communities in the country. One of such groups is Concern Worldwide, which is currently implementing a two-year pilot project in the Upper West region dubbed Community Benefits Health. It seeks to provide non-monetary incentives for communities in support of women's health care. A senior programs manager of Concern Worldwide, Della Brightsclay, in an interview with Rosemary Gacy, called for innovative ways in addressing issues of maternal and child health. Madame Brightsclay called for the building of synergies so that civil society groups in maternal health can pursue coordinated programs in promoting quality health care for people in deprived communities.
The Millennium Development Goals, goals number 4 and 5 were to improve child health and maternal health. When you look at various reports, Ghana didn't achieve either of the two goals. You know why? So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to reduce maternal death, or what we call maternal mortality, and to reduce child mortality in Ghana. SDG 3 also seeks to even further decrease maternal mortality to 70,000 deaths per 100,000 deaths. If we don't accelerate efforts, you know, and do things differently and find innovative solutions, we will still be where we are. We will make some gains, however, we may not achieve the goals.
So what does the project seek to achieve?
So this project is seeking to improve maternal newborn health in Upper West region, one of the least deprived areas in Ghana, and their maternal mortality and child mortality indicators are poor. So we are in those regions to improve that. And we were doing that by trying to change social-wide norms around maternal, newborn, and child health. It is a region that is male-dominated, and decisions, even health decisions, is not a preserve of women. So the woman may want to go for antenatal care. She may want to have a baby at the hospital. However, that ability to take the decision doesn't lie with her as a woman. It lies with the decision makers, which includes her mother-in-law and includes her husband. So we try to tackle these beliefs in our projects and in our activities. So this woman says to make them understand the importance of seeking antenatal care regularly, having your baby, you know, at the health facility.
How has it been so far with activities?
We've realized that communities themselves have been very much enthused about their activities. We allow them to act dramas themselves. They come up with their own